The word here really communicates to us this truth that God is uniquely crafting. For its workmanship, you could translate it craftsmanship. God is uniquely crafting every Christian to be perfectly like Christ. That's what this work is all about. To uniquely craft every Christian to be perfectly like Christ. Predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son. That's what this workmanship is about. He creates us, He regenerates us, gives the new birth in Christ Jesus, and then continues on conforming every Christian to Jesus Christ. So, I can give you a summary of your week here. If you're here and you know the Lord, I can give you a summary of your week in one word: conformity. Whatever happened this past week, whatever trials, whatever inconveniences, whatever things that came your way to test your patience, whatever things you might have faced as far as causing you to need to be bold or causing you to pray or causing you to feel your dependence upon God, whatever happened in this past week, there's a summary word for all of it, and that is conformity. Conformity. Every single thing, a part of His craftsmanship. It's like you think of a blacksmith or a potter. We see that imagery in Scripture, don't we? Thou art the potter, I am the clay. And God, as a blacksmith, as a potter, as a refiner, does His work in His people every day. There's never a day that the Christian has to wonder, is God working in my life? Amen. There's never a day, there's never a moment where God is not working in the Christian's life. Amen. And the reason I say that's comforting is because that means that every single moment I can know the reality of Philippians 1:6. He that hath begun a good work in me will see it through, will see it accomplished to the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are His craftsmanship. We're not our craftsmanship, in other words. We're not our workmanship. It's not me who's doing all the work. Though we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, it is God who is the